In the beginning of the years, when the world was so new and all, and the animals were just beginning to work for man, there was a camel called Bubbles. He lived in the middle of a howling desert, and he did not want to work. When anybody spoke to him, he simply said, "Humph." Just humph. No more. And presently, on a Monday, the horse came to him with a saddle on his back. And he said,
"Because the world's so new and all, and there's so much to do and all, upon my back I carry a load, and I go galloping, 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 galloping down the road. I do. But what about you?"
And what do you think the camel said to that?
"On the sand of the desert, he sat like a bump. And when the horse finished, he simply said, 'Humph.'"
And then it was Tuesday, and the ox came to him and said,
"Because the world's so new, my boy, and there's so much to do, my boy, I pull the plow, gee-haw, gee-haw, I pull heavy cart, gee-haw, gee-haw, I do what I can to help the man, I do, but what about you?"
And what do you think the camel said to that?
"He chewed on the bark of the tamarisk stump, and when the ox finished, he simply said, 'Humph.'"
And then the dog came to him. This was the third day, and it was Wednesday. And he said,
"Because the world's so new, hurrah, and there's so much to do, hurrah, I guard the sheep as they run, 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 I drive home the cattle when day is done, I scurry and worry and scamper and hurry, I do. But what about you?"
And what do you think the camel said to that?
"He ambled away in an awkward galump, and on the horizon they heard him say, 'Humph.'"
And at the end of the third day, the man called the horse and the ox and the dog together. And he said to his helpers, Three, I have some news for you.
There's a humping or a something on the desert, where the camel on the desert ought to be. But this humping or this something on the desert is a nothing when it comes to helping me."
"Oh, we know it," said the others. And they told him, one by one.
"He won't fetch and he won't carry.
He thinks work's unnecessary.
He's a lazy dromedary when there's something to be done."
"Well, I'm glad you heard about him," said the man, "because there's something else you ought to know, the world being so new and all.
There's a humping or a something on the desert, and his work up on the desert he must do. Since the camel doesn't do it on the desert, then I guess I'll have to leave it all to you."
"Oh, that's awful," cried the others. And they told him, 1, 2, 3.
"He won't fetch and he won't carry.
He thinks work's unnecessary.
But this lazy dromedary shouldn't leave his work for me.
No, indeed.
No, indeed.
No, indeed,"
said all three. And they held a palaver. And an indaba. And a grand powwow on the edge of the desert to decide what should be done. And as they sat there, wondering what to do about the camel, along came a cloud of dust, whirling across the desert. Whirling in the middle of it was the jinn in charge of all the deserts. "Who are you?" asked the three. "I," said the jinn, "am the jinn in charge of all deserts, and of this desert in particular. And as for this cloud of dust,
I'm the gin, 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 and I spin, spin, spin around and around in a cloud of dust. And so I must, because that's magic. And now, what can I do for you?
Well, there's a humpthing or a something with a long neck and long legs out in your howling desert, and he hasn't done a stroke of work since Monday morning.
Phew, said the djinn. That must be my camel Bubbles, by all the gold in Arabia. Have you asked him to work? What does he say about it?
He only says humph, just like that when I neigh. He only says humph to whatever I say.
He only says humph, just like that when I moo. As though he was saying, I've nothing to do.
He only says humph, just like that when I bark. Just humph, as though that were a clever remark.
Oh, he does he, said the djinn. We'll see about that. And away he whirled across the desert, directly to where the camel sat admiring his own reflection in a pool of water. The camel didn't see him coming, but the djinn whirled up to him and tapped him on the shoulder and said, What's this I hear about your doing no work since Monday morning and the world so new and all? Bubbles, you are causing troubles. And what do you think the camel said to that?
Humph.
I wouldn't say that again if I were you, said the djinn. You might say it once too often. And to return to more important matters, Camelus Dromedarius, this laziness of yours is becoming serious. And what do you think the camel said to that?
Humph.
Uh-huh. So that's it, is it? Said the djinn. Well, then I see it's time for magic.
I'm a djinn, 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 and I spin, spin, spin around and around in a cloud of smoke. And it's no joke when I make magic.
Humph, said the camel again. But even as he said it, he looked into the pool and saw his back puffing and puffing up into a great big lolloping hump. What's that? Asked the camel. That's your hump, said the djinn. It's made a purpose. Today is Wednesday and you've done no work since Monday when the work began. Now you must make up 3 days' work, and you can do it without eating because you will be able to live on the hump on your back. Now go out on that desert and do your work and behave. Hump! Jump! And so the camel did. And forever after this,
when he sits all alone on the sand like a lump,
when he chews on the bark of a tamarisk stump,
when he ambles away in an awkward galump,
you can tell he's a camel because of his hump.